Blog Talk Radio.
Lions last week.
That's right.
So we didn't have Ask Miss V Sports. We did a day early. Then I had the Red Wings game last night. And yes, the game was fabulous. Anybody who was watching my tweets.
Yes, I was.
And then there was a video posted today. If anybody saw the video that I posted.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Was that the last thing you posted?
Yeah, I posted the Instagram video.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. I'm definitely going to check that out. I know I saw one of your Instagram pictures that the Red Wings at one of the intermissions were winning 3-1.
Right. That was the first intermission.
Oh, that was the first intermission. So did they hold on to win?
Yeah, 5-2.
Wow. Kicked ass. Who they played again? Yeah. I keep asking who the hell they were
playing. Dallas.
Oh, yeah, the Stars. That's
Dallas
right.
Stars.
The Dallas Saints. That's right, for
Dallas
that lady.
Stars.
They weren't Stars that night, huh?
Mm. Well, I mean, it was a really good game. I mean, and for anybody who doesn't know, I am a hockey fan, so normally when me and my daughter go see sports, we don't go together. So last time was one of the rare occasions that,
yeah.
Well, I should say hockey. Last time was one of the rare occasions that we were at a hockey game together. We go to baseball and football together and basketball. Hockey, we're normally going with other people. So it was one of those things where we went together. So it was a rarity for us. But I have to apologize to, there was an older man sitting next to me.
Okay.
I'm so glad it didn't get caught on the Jumbotron. But
What happened?
they do a pizza toss.
Oh.
During the game, and that's what they're tossing out, free pizzas, because naturally
good.
Everybody knows that Mike Ilitch, the owner of Little Caesars Pizza,
yes.
owns the Red Wings and the Tigers.
Right.
So, like, during different parts of the game, they're, like, tossing out small pizza boxes, and you get free pizza during the game. Well, I'm in the stands, and the guy tosses, and I'm like, yeah, toss me a box, I want pizza, and he tossed me, and I did it like a football fumble. I kid you not. It was like I couldn't hold on to the damn square box for shit. So it went to the guy next to me, and I'm like getting it, and I damn near tackled the old man next to me. I had to apologize.
So would Megatron be proud of you of what you did?
No, I dropped the damn box.
So wait a minute. You can't be Mrs. Megatron. You can't catch a simple pizza box.
I couldn't catch a damn box for shit. That's a small square box.
So this is one of those things. I know what you're talking about. What she's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, like if you go to a sporting event, you know. Oh, by the way, if you want to call in for this real quick hour of sports talk and anything else that we talk about, it's 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And you could just listen if you want to. If you want to say something, you press number one and you want to have a comment or a question, feel free to press that number one. Okay, so let me ask you. Like I was saying, usually in these sporting events, when you're live, there's a little break time every now and then. It doesn't matter if it's football, baseball, or hockey. They do these little promotion things, you know, like, okay, all right, we're going to have some guess the number or whatever. You know, they'll have something going on or where the ball is underneath a hat or whatever. So this one's actually a pizza thing. So basically what they were doing, they had, like, people, like, throwing. Like,
yeah, they were people in the stands, different parts of the stands, and they were throwing pizza boxes. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, these one of those, like those one of those one serving, you know, like one of those what you
yeah,
call those personal pizzas.
Pizza. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mhm.
So delicious. You know, and you had to get it at the game. This wasn't you had to get it at the game. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
like go later and redeem it. So like
exactly.
I said, the poor man, I trampled him.
Uh oh.
But I did apologize to him. After the first intermission, because he was coming back here and got beer, he got water and pizza for him and his wife. And he was like, well, I could step over your bag. And I was like, the least I could do is move it since I'm trying to tackle you like you were a tackle. But yeah, he was like, I'm okay. You really didn't hurt me. He was like, I was just caught off guard because he wasn't paying attention to what they were doing. And I didn't know that. So he didn't know they were tossing pizza boxes in.
Oh, my God. Oh, that I would love to have seen that. That I want to see on Instagram, on the video. I did see that picture where all those people behind you were bombing the video.
The
photo bombing, like, oh, boy.
But you saw I put on there, I was like, at the game being photobombed.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But you know what was even more funny? Now, we were doing selfies. And, like, the people were behind us and next to me, even the older couple, they were doing selfies with their smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, two rows down, I kid you not, it was a row of old dudes. They still
had
flip phones. They were fucking doing selfies with their flip phones, and their selfies looked better than ours did. Them motherfuckers were clear-ass pictures. Sitting up there. We were sitting there, all of us. The two old people next to me, the people who were sitting behind me, we're like, damn, they pictures coming out clear as hell. And they had flip phones. And they're doing selfies with the flip phones. It was a bunch of old dudes.
Yeah,
really
basically,
old dudes.
Basically embarrassing all of you that they can have better pictures on their flip phones than your smartphones.
Yes, their shit look better than ours, you know.
It might be, maybe they have that program. You know that program where they only pay like $10 a month or some shit?
You know, it didn't matter, but my daughter was telling me that actually the reason why they got better selfies than we got is because something about the megapixels on the flip phone, it's a better quality. And she said some new phone is coming out where it'll be the same quality when it flips to do the selfie for you. So I was like, okay, cool. She explained it to me. It was still like, damn, you know. And actually, I had on my Red Wings gear last night, you know.
Oh, I saw that. I noticed that.
Yes. I had my Red Wings gear on, and
was your daughter wearing the same thing, too? Your daughter?
Well, not identical, but she had on Red Wings gear.
She had, what, the home jersey or the road jersey? You know, the white jersey?
No, we just had on T-shirts. T-shirts. Because, like, her favorite Red Wing is Holson.
Okay.
He was the goalie he was the player who actually scored the winning goal last time we won the championship. So she's like a big Holson fan. She knows her hockey, and I like that suit. I mean, if I had to go with all my favorite ones, Eisman is my actually favorite one, but my current one, I love that suit. So yeah, so we really, you know. And I like Jimmy Howard. I love our goalie now. I love Jimmy Howard. So you know, I was like, oh my God, it's Jimmy Howard, you know.
Now, how long has he, because, like, I'm going to admit, everybody out there, I'm not a big, it's not that I don't like hockey, I just don't follow it well. So, has he been a goalie with them for a while, or he just started being their main goalie?
Jimmy Howard has been there for, he took over for Darren McCarthy when he retired. So, he's been with us for a while. I mean, the Red Wings have a lot of franchise players.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
That's the one thing that the Red Wings are known for. I don't think we've gone a year without making it to the playoffs. You know, even if we don't make it to the finals, I don't think we've made. I don't think we've gone. I think it's been more than 10 years since we haven't made it to the playoffs. You know, so I mean, we're a very long-standing team as far as that.
Yeah, I was about to say that they're a type of franchise like the San Antonio Spurs or like the Yankees before the last 2 years. They didn't make the playoffs where they're consistently in the playoffs or at least in the playoff hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're very consistent, you know, being always, you know, either they're down the stretch or just miss or they're always in the playoffs, it seems like to me.
Yeah.
Am I correct about that?
You're correct. And
okay.
When I say we had so much fun at the game, you know, I'm going to say something for all you guys and women who are listening. The one thing as women we hate doing is going to the bathroom at any sporting event.
Can imagine.
And and Joe Louis Arena has a setup where they have more female bathrooms than men bathrooms.
Really?
Why one of the fucking female bathrooms was shut down? One of the intermissions, in between the second and third period,
uh-huh.
I was like, okay, I'm going to go run to the ladies' room real quick. I spent more time in the line for the ladies' room than anything else. I'm like, are you kidding me? I was like so pissed.
Yeah, no pun intended. You were so pissed while waiting in line. Going to
the
bathroom.
I was like, mad as hell, because I was just like, are you kidding me? I'm waiting on this. So.
Not for nothing. I think, you know, there's nothing worse than to take an away piss or shit. There's nothing worse than to do that because you're stepping into an environment where, I mean, not to gross anybody out, but I'm just keeping it real. It's disgusting. It doesn't matter, men or women, bathroom.
Public bathrooms are just disgusting. But I will tell you, now, I'm going to say this, talking about disgusting bathrooms.
Go ahead.
The Red Wings game,
mm-hmm.
One of the ladies' rooms we went into,
mm-hmm.
why was there? They have a tenant, first of all, even Fort Field doesn't have this. Well, I take it back. I think
really?
They had them at Fort Field. But
okay.
Definitely at Joe Louis Arena, they had attendance in the ladies' rooms. And they
really?
Had a woman going around. She was spraying, before you would go into a stall, she was spraying down the seat and everything and wiping it off for you.
Wow.
I was like, damn, I haven't had attendance service like this since I went to the damn, you know, when I go to the clubs and stuff.
Yeah, that's like a club thing. Yeah.
But they had attendance. You know, and I felt bad. I was like, damn, I feel like I need to tip her, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. No, I totally understand what you're saying. Because I'm saying to myself, ain't no way in hell I'm doing that job.
But you know
so
what?
I feel bad for that person doing it. I'm like, damn, like, what do
but
I do?
That's how they keep the ladies' rooms clean. I don't know. And, I mean, when you think about it, that's one way of making sure that the men and ladies' rooms are clean by having a person in there. And like I said, even Fort Field, I take it back, Fort Field did have somebody in there. Now, they didn't have somebody, she didn't spray down the seats and wipe them down like they did at Joe Louis Arena, but it was definitely, you know, they had us in there. So I can say, you know, the Fort Field, well, I've been to the, you know what, I've been to the ladies' room in all of the places. I've never been into, as far as the events that I go to, and just get this clear, anybody who knows me knows that I go, you know, firsthand, I go to a lot of different events and the big venues here, and I've never gone into a nasty ladies' room the event.
Lucky.
And, yeah, believe me, I'm talking about here because I've been into some nasty ladies' rooms.
Ugh.
Have you ever stopped at a rest area when you're on the freeway?
Ugh.
I'll be ready to barf.
And dry heat.
So, but, yeah, the game was really good. You know,
That's good.
You know, and like I said, with us knowing it, you know, I probably took, you know, more pitchers than I anticipated, but hockey, unlike football and basketball, if you got a good camera phone, you can actually be videotaping because you want to see it, and it's such a fast-paced game. You know, that's one of the most fast-paced sports out there, you know. And a blink of an eye, you could miss a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for the Jumbotron and them doing replays.
True.
Thank God for the replay on the Jumbotron.
True.
But, I mean, Dallas was trying to do some stuff. You know, I commend Dallas because they got down there and they thought they had a goal. And we was like, oh, hell no, we ain't taking that. They had to do a, you know how they do in football where they go back and they look through the cameras to find out if it's a touchdown or not when they're challenging.
Yeah, so what, you talk about goal or something, like a goal?
Yeah.
Check if it was a
goal
or not.
Well, they went to check. And even though Dallas thought it was, they came back and said no goal.
So what you thought, honestly, did you see it real good? So what you
think? I saw, you know, the way I saw it, and when I looked at it on the Jumbotron while they were watching it,
mm-hmm.
it looked to me like they had kicked it over, but kicking it over, the way they said it hit it, I couldn't see the angle they saw because they were looking at different angles with the camera. I
mm-hmm.
saw it go past the blue line, but the whole thing, seeing it go past the line and how it gets past the line is the big difference. And
yeah,
I couldn't
because
you just can't. You can't say, hey, it's past the line.
Yeah, because there's a thing. I know a little bit about the rules. Like, you can't, like, a guy can't use their hand to push in a goal. You know, it got to be, it can't be like a foot or something or whatever.
It can't be a foot or it could be the stick, but it can't be, he can't just turn around and kick it in with his foot.
Yeah, he can't hit it with his hand.
And it was hit in with the hand. And I saw it go in, but I couldn't see. They said it was hit in with a hand, so.
Oh, see? So, okay. That's why they were looking at it. I figure it had something to do with that. Cause
but it was like 20 people down by the damn goal. So it was just like,
yeah, it looks like.
But
it
was no fights last night.
Really?
Every time, I kid you not, every single fucking time I go, there's never any fights. I'm like, there'll be plenty of damn fights on TV. No fucking fights.
Shit. But they had to be like power plays during the game, right?
Oh, we had quite a few power plays. It was quite a few power plays. But still, you know, ain't nothing like a good fight.
Of course not.
You know.
Especially if you're there.
And you know what I did not know? Okay,
what's
here
that?
Comes a little bit of my racism.
Okay.
We're sitting it's gonna come out. We're sitting there. When I said we got there way before the game, you know, we did like we were the black white people last night. We got there an hour and a half before the game started. But yes, we were black white people last night. We were there. We knew where our seats were. We got to watch them warm up, you know, everything. But I did not know that the Dallas Stars had a black guy on their team.
Oh.
I was like, damn. I looked at my daughter. I was like, damn, is that a brother down there? And she looked just like, yeah. I was like, damn, I didn't know they had a black guy on Dallas. But the whole thing, now, for anybody who don't know about hockey, the majority of hockey players are not U.S. citizens. They're normally Canadians or Russian.
Yeah, exactly.
And even the black hockey players are fucking Canadian. They're not.
Wow.
They're not U.S.
That's another rarity.
So even on top of it, even though he was a black guy, 9 times out of 10 his ass is Canadian. You know, so.
What was his name, LeBlanc?
I don't know. I can't even tell you. You know, one thing I can tell you about damn hockey, once they put their helmets on, you don't know what color they are, because think about their hands.
Yeah.
No, at least in football, you can see arms and you can say, that's a white guy,
true.
That's a black guy.
That's true.
Hockey,
that's a good
you don't
point.
See no skin at all.
That's true, because the jersey covers the whole arms. That's true. That's
and then
true.
They got your gloves. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
Helmet
and
on their head, you know.
Yeah, they covered, all their legs are covered. Yeah. True that. There actually is a black dude that does play on the New York Rangers. I do know that.
I was going to say, doesn't the Bruins have a black goalie? It's one
the
of
the Capitals.
The Capitals
have a black player, too.
Okay, but it's a black goalie in
really?
NHL.
Really?
Yeah.
And he plays where? What team?
I thought it was the Bruins. But
really? I've never seen that. Wow, that's like.
I know
your,
that
check
one
your
of
the
Canadian teams.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And he's not bad looking. So.
But he's not Megatron.
No, he's not my man. He is not my man. No, nobody can compare to my man. But, yeah, so, and everybody trips when I say they, you know, I'm even shocked. I mean, even though I like hockey and my daughter plays lacrosse, you know, it's still hard. You know, you sit there, you know, like, damn, it's a black guy down on the ice. You know?
and then for a moment you're like, well, what happens if he gets the puck? Do we cheer a little bit?
I never ever have that problem.
Yeah. So look, you know what? If he scores, maybe I clap a little bit.
No, I'll be honest. I never have that problem. I, you know, just because you're black ain't gonna make me cheer for your ass.
Okay.
But we got to talk about the Lions game. You know, my man was playing. You know,
yes.
So,
they what was it? What team?
They beat the Bears. Remember?
That was on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yes. And this week they play, I got it right here. I know the Lions go to, I think they go on the road, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Oh, no, they're at home. They play, oh, the Bucks. Oh, please, the Bucks. The Bucks. The shitty Bucks. 2-10 Bucks, wherever the hell they are. Oh,
well,
my God.
Regardless of what it is, you know,
I know
my
trap
opinion.
Game. Yeah, trap game. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know my opinion, how I do it, you know.
Yeah.
I can't say, you know, I will be, you know, I'm more upset that I'll get a chance to see this Sunday's game, but I won't get a chance to see the following Sunday's game because I'll be flying back in.
That's right.
So
that's actually correct.
But I got to tell everybody, make sure you listen Tuesday, December 16th, because we have, I'll have to tell you guys on Tuesday, but we have a guest.
We have, what the fuck the bitch name is? excuse me, the guy, I don't know.
our guest that we were supposed to have this past Tuesday actually was on.
The boo-boo that you do?
Yes, the boo-boo that I did. So I will be sending out the confirmation, and that will be for the 16th. This coming week, you know, we will have our regular Bees After Dark. We have no guests, but we'll have a whole lot to talk about. And, you know, it's going to be, remember that we have 3 Bees After Dark shows left. And
that's right, the 2 days before Christmas. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Ask Miss V Sports and. Remember, we're still looking for that hook. So anybody who wants to get that hook to us, you know.
Oh, that's right. They have a new intro. That's right.
Have you noticed that our hook is whining now? hope to start the year off with a new hook. Even if you just want to rap it. I mean, it don't have to be music. You know, we have music, but. You know, if you want to do a hook just for Ask Miss V Sports where it's all about sex, you know, hey.
Hey.
But shoot it to us.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, I would love to hear, like, something like
maybe
that.
Maybe we'll have a contest. Maybe we should have people send them in.
Not a bad idea.
And, but what can we offer? We'll have to talk about that off the air. But,
Yeah, exactly.
But for everybody, you know, Ask Miss V Sports, we going to keep it going. But we will have, even the way we introduce the shows, we will be starting. We started on Tuesday, but after the first year, it will be, every single intro will be V out of the D and James out of the NYC. And we will have it will be our own variations depending on what show we're on and who's the host and who's the hostess. But all shows, definitely starting in 2015, you will know where the show is being broadcast out of and who your host and your hostess are and where they're at, so that if you're not familiar with them or where they're at, you can relate a little bit more. We're going to give you a little bit more way to relate to us. Ask Miss V Sports will be actually reading from the newspaper. I forgot my newspaper. I almost ran back on and got one. I was like, how the fuck I forget the damn newspaper?
Yeah, that's a good point. The newspaper, yeah.
You forgot too, huh?
Yeah, my bad. I actually remember last night, and I was like, yeah, I got to get the newspaper. And then until you just broke it up, I was like, damn, I forgot to get it.
But, well, definitely and what we're doing is we're promoting reading.
Mm-hmm.
So for anybody who says, why are we making it a point, we're not pushing internet reading. We have nothing against it, but we really want people to get back and take the time to read our article where you're flipping through, where you got to go from the front of 1A to 8C, find the rest of the article or the whatever was written, and that's going to be our way of promoting the promoting reading, because literacy is a big thing, and we're going to try to make sure, at least with our Ask Miss V Sports show, that we are really promoting literacy with the show by having, you know, we're going to take time and read from our local newspapers, be it Detroit News, the Post, the Times, USA Today. We're going to physically have a newspaper in front of us, And it's something that I think that we can do because we're public figures. And I think the more we promote,
There's your phone again.
It's my medicine. So the more we promote literacy, the more we're helping, because I think the one thing that we have to continue to be is positive role models. So we will be promoting literacy.
Gotcha.
And I know everybody say, what the hell does reading a newspaper have to do with literacy?
What do you mean by that?
But it has a whole lot to do with it. You know, we're going to go with something that our fan base can relate to, the sports section.
Exactly.
You know. And it's going to also make us be on top of our game, because we also rely on the internet so much for our information that we forget that there is a newspaper that probably has better information written by real journalists. It'll keep us up on our craft. So it's a number of things that it's going to keep up on. It's going to promote literacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to keep us as, you know, radio broadcasters, because I will personally say I do not consider myself a journalist. You will never hear me say that. I can't write two fucking words. I can speak well. But
yes. Yes, you definitely can do that. And I can barely speak well. So there you go.
But as far as getting proper information and promoting literacy, that's what we will be doing. And we will be encouraging you that if you are reading your local newspaper and there's something in your local newspaper that you want to talk about, you know, it could be whatever it is, as long as it pertains to sports. We're going to, 2015, we will be keeping on subject with It's All About Sex, which means It's All About Sex. We will be talking about sex. And nothing but sex on It's All About Sex. And for those of you who don't know what All About Sex is, All About Sex is our Tuesday night show.
That's
and
right.
It's all about sex, sex, and more sex.
Mm-hmm.
So we will not have people, we will not be talking about things that are going on publicly that don't pertain to sex. We'll talk about sex and sports, but we will not be talking about per se the local. How can I put it? We won't be talking about national issues, especially things that are politically motivated or are getting reactions already from other people. There's enough people giving reactions. We're not going to give reactions. Ask Ms. V Sports if it's Ray Rice, Roy Rice, Jackass Rice, whatever. You know.
I saw those. Yo, I finally got a chance to saw that shit, and oh my God. Oh my God. Like, could you, I mean, you know, can be even more embarrassing.
Okay, but my question is, now did you see her mama and daddy there in the kitchen?
Didn't it look like the father was trying to bite his lip and he really wanted to do something, but he couldn't?
But my whole thing, I wouldn't have been standing there. I wouldn't have.
No!
You know,
it's ridiculous. You know?
But they pimped out their daughter. So, and for those of y'all who say, how the hell did we just jump to that? But we're just making sure that you understand. Yeah, we're talking about the Ray Rice situation. That bullshit.
That two-part interview, the one, you know, where, you know, Janae Rice, who, you know, was sitting on the couch, and right to her left side is her mother, a.k.a. her lawyer, being right there to make sure. Now, listen, child, don't say nothing stupid. We need that golden egg. The golden goose to be still bringing in the money.
Don't see, I just don't. I can't pimp out my child like that. You know, I've been trying to figure out how to pimp out my daughter.
That's what that is. That's exactly what it is. I mean,
they're
you can't
pimping out their daughter, and I mean, there's no
exactly.
way they can say whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to the Ray Rice situation, at the end of the day, he did it once. And for those of y'all who say people change, don't get me wrong. Please don't get me wrong on this one. What I'm saying is that this is not the first time he's hit her, you know.
Please. I don't want to hear it. Exactly.
And I've been a victim of domestic violence. And what I will tell you is that when a woman chooses not to leave a situation, she normally has a family that will tell her a few things, and none of them are stay. I don't comprehend her family encouraging her to stay. I don't care what the reason is, because there's a thing called graveyard love, and
yes,
I can't comprehend this. You know, I would love to say that I understand why she's staying or whatever, and I don't. I do not understand. First of all, maybe because I don't care if I'm a private person or public person, the fact that the whole goddamn world saw you beat my ass, knock me out, and drag me around and toss me around like a fucking rag doll, and I'm staying by you, there's no other way than to look at her as being the dumbest bitch in the world.
Yeah, she is the dumbest bitch in the world. And the family should be ashamed of themselves. The father should be ashamed of himself. The mother should be ashamed of herself. At least Ray Rice's family were like, well, fuck that. We're not going to be part of this shit.
Thank you.
Because you notice they weren't there.
And that's the whole thing, you know. I know you say, damn, I'm lost. But I really am. I'm lost for words because I can't comprehend this.
Exactly.
You know,
I have
tried to look at this from different situations,
yes,
or maybe
yes,
try to understand it, and I can't. You know, I really can't.
Yes.
I've had my ass beat. You know, I'll be the first one to say, I know what it's like to have my ass beat. I know
yeah.
what it's like to have
mm-hmm.
a man choke me
mm-hmm.
and beat my head into the ground. And, you know, I never forget them words as I was being beat when the police pulled my ex-husband off me when he said, you ugly black bitch, I'm going to kill you today. As he was banging my head onto the floor. And was I stupid and wanted to stay? At that moment, yes, I was stupid because I was thinking about my children. But once I got away, I said, look, this motherfucker tried to beat my, you know, he said he was going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took a minute. I ain't going to lie, I said it didn't. You know, I'm not going to
mm-hmm.
sit there and say, oh, boom, I was gone. You know, they say, I wish he would. It'd be the last time.
Mm-hmm.
When you're young, it don't happen like that.
No.
Especially when you love someone, you go through a process. But if you have a fabulous support system, and I commend my family, I have a fabulous support system. They got me out the situation, but they made sure that I'd never forget the one thing that my aunt told me when they got me and my children out. My aunt told me, she said, I love you, but I'm going to tell you like this. If you go back, ain't nobody coming to get your ass.
Yep.
Make a choice.
That's right.
And you know what? I loved him, but I love my family more.
Exactly.
I made the fucking choice.
You made the right
I didn't
one.
Go back, and it was the best fucking choice I made.
Exactly.
And, you know, while I say that I know people go back, going back and staying is two different things. Because men, you guys are persuasive. Come on now. You got to give me, y'all some persuasive motherfuckers, especially when women are weak.
Oh, yeah. The
when we are
advantage.
Weak and you guys
mm-hmm.
know we are weak, that's when
mm-hmm.
we're our most vulnerable. And you
that's
guys
right.
know what to say to us
yep.
and how to get to us. And like I said, I was blessed to have a family that, while all this was going on, that they knew that I was going to hit that moment of weakness. And they knew that it was going to be, oh, I want to go back to my husband, you know, my family and everything. But like I said, when my aunt told me, go back if you want to, we ain't coming to get you no more. Bitch was like, oh, hell no. I like, you know, I love my family. And I love the support system that I have, you know, so I can tell you that no one in my family would ever sit there on camera. And like I said, maybe because I don't want to, I'm the person who, even though I always say, fuck y'all, I do what the hell I want, I'm the one who does worry about the person whispering behind my back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that bitch got her ass beat all on national TV. Dumb bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, I am
the one who, you know, despite what people may think, and most women are vain like that. I'm not the only one. You know, but a lot of people are vain like that where, you know, it's, oh, my God, when every time they see me, I'm being called dumb bitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I've talked about this all week with Sierra on my podcast Wednesday and today with Sammy because anybody doesn't know, Fridays I do my Benchwarmers live show on Dollhouse Radio, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'm doing double duty today. And we went through all this, and what all you young ladies have in common is y'all experienced this personally, and you've all given out your versions, and, you know, it's horrible that you ladies had to go through that, because, you know, it's horrible. It's not only scars you, you know, physically at times, but mentally even worse, and sometimes, you know, some certain women are not lucky enough to get out, and the only way to get out, unfortunately, is when they get killed, and unfortunately, that does happen, and, you know, it's just horrible. And let's not also forget that there are men who get abused by women, like you said the other night, and that is true. It's just not as much as women, but there are men out there who also get abused too. So.
Well, all that said, you know, I'm trying to comprehend Jhené Rice, and I can't. You know,
I can't either. I understand what you're saying.
One of the reasons why I can't comprehend her. It's because I can't comprehend her fucking parents, you know. And when you can't comprehend a person's parents, you know, you have a hard time. And at the end of the day, Jhené Rice, you know, you need Jesus. I think you need more than Jesus.
Yeah, well, and one thing I want to throw in here, here's my superficial self. And being a man, you know that daughter don't look right when the mother looks better than her.
Yeah, you notice that too?
Yes, yeah.
Her mother is beautiful.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, is that her sister or her mother? Seriously, I was like, hey, okay, there's something wrong. She must have taken the looks from the daddy side.
Her mother is beautiful.
Yeah, she looked damn good. Seriously. I was like, hey.
But, you know, they did have their weaves done, because remember, we saw Jhené Rice without the damn weave. She still looked like the spawn of Scottie Pippen. I don't care what nobody say. But,
oh, yeah, she does look like Scottie Pippen. And then they show her when she was younger, and she didn't look as ugly as she does now. You notice that? Those other, like, they showed those pictures during the Today Show?
What happens when you get your ass beat? And I didn't watch that Today Show, you know, because... Have you ever seen an alcoholic, a black alcoholic?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
And you see the black bags under their eyes and stuff,
yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when people have been beat a lot.
True.
They have certain looks.
That's true.
And you might not see marks, but your body takes on that wear and tear of being beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just like alcohol. I'm not talking about people who have a drink on the weekend or whatever. I'm talking about these people who day in, day out have alcohol in their system, and I don't care if they're black or white. If you ever look at an alcoholic's face, you could tell a alcoholic and even a recovering alcoholic, look at their eyes and look at the bags under their eyes.
Yeah. It's the same thing if they're a drug addict or something, you know. It just physically just... It actually ages you, you know, if you really abuse it. You know, because there's people that drink socially or whatever you, and they don't look like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just a matter if you abuse alcohol or drugs, you will age quicker. Trust me. So.
And that's the whole thing. And that's why I said, if you ever look at an alcoholic, and I know they're like, what the hell does alcoholism have to do with, you know, they're probably saying, what the hell does alcoholism have to do with sports and all this? But we're talking about, you know, her look, the way she's looking. I mean, seriously, that's Scottie Pippen's spawn.
Matter of fact, Scottie Pippen looked better than her. Oh, my God.
You know
I looked at, and I, you know what, I looked at her, right, you know, and don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen, the situation is a serious situation. I'm not trying to make light of it. I was just looking as a man, like looks, you know. I understand what Matt Lauer. By the way, did you see how Matt Lauer was he was too comfortable, wasn't he? Did he look like he had his legs up on the couch and shit? You know.
I still haven't seen the full interview because the way I look at it, for one,
did you vomit?
Why the fuck is she being interviewed? I mean,
number one, why is
she being interviewed? I have a problem with that.
The mother.
There's nothing wrong with being a supportive wife.
No.
But you don't have to do it on camera.
Thank you. That's That's the problem. Exactly.
But we've got a caller.
Oh, okay.
I think, well, it's not our a normal. It's
I
normal.
Think I might know who might this be. This might, who
no.
This, I think I do. Go
okay.
ahead. See what happens.
Hey, you're on the air with Miss V and James.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God, am I on? Oh, my God, it's so wild.
Yes, Sierra, this is you?
This is me. Okay, I have to admit, you know what, I did expect to be on so quickly.
Ladies
so
and gentlemen.
I was, like, totally, like, texting while I was talking to you all, but you know, I was listening. Okay, so, hey, Miss V.
Hey, what's up, Sierra?
How you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sierra Devay, retired porn star, and now does multiple things on Dollhouse Radio. She's all over the place. I have the Download Show coming on 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with her and Lola Lane.
In just a few hours. Oh my God.
Yeah.
2 hours. Yeah.
That's gonna be.
It's like 2 hours. But no, I want to talk about y'all. What y'all are talking about. So okay.
Go ahead.
So we were talking about how she looked at how she was doing her interview.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just giving my opinion.
Go ahead.
Because she looked like she was about to cry.
Oh yeah, that little thing.
She looked like she was 2 seconds of crying, or maybe had too many drinks, and she was like, "I'm holding this in."
Yeah.
That is Scottie Pippen, okay? I don't care. That is Scottie Pippen's
mom. Yeah, I'm like, where is your ring, honey? You know, I'm all about being embarrassed in public, but when I get embarrassed in public, I'm like, where is my jewelry? But that's what kind of girl I am. Where's my jewelry?
Well, you know what?
And it better be real.
And you know what? You're correct on that because think about it. Vanessa gets paid every time Kobe fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa gets houses. Her mama even get houses. Think about it. If Kobe messes up, you can rest assured that Vanessa's mama is getting a new house. And
I was
going to
say, not only is Vanessa getting paid, but her mama is getting paid.
You know, this is...
Yeah, well...
This is cool about that. We know that every time he fucks up, she gets paid and her mama gets paid.
Most definitely.
I don't know.
We know this.
Yeah.
It's under the covers, but we know this.
Look at Tiger. Tiger fucked up, and look what Elin did. Now, Elin, that's a sister. That's
mm-hmm.
a damn... That is a sister in a white woman's body, because she did what a sister would do. She busted the windows out the car.
Honey, she did just spill some tea right now, because she did, because I'm telling you right now, you do some shit like that to me, you know I'm getting some. There's a reason why I'm not talking about it.
Yeah.
There's a reason. You might have to look at my fingers on my neck or in the house that I'm living in. There's
yeah.
a reason.
Yeah, some.
Because I don't play that shit.
Some legal tenders to start off with. Exactly.
Elin got taken care of. Think about it. Look, Cookie got taken care of.
Oh,
Magic Johnson's wife is still getting taken care of. Wait a minute.
Man,
no.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, Cookie
yeah.
was Jordan's wife. Okay.
No, you had it right. No, Cookie
was
Magic
Jordan's
Johnson.
Wife got paid?
No, you're thinking
yeah.
of, what's her name? I can't believe I forgot her name. She had like a Spanish
okay.
type name, Michael Jordan's
but
wife.
But Magic's wife, Cookie got paid. Cookie is still getting paid.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
you,
she
done,
did.
You done, wait a minute. You going to go and get HIV? Oh, motherfucker, you paying for this. So,
yeah.
He found the cure, that's for
you
sure.
You got paid. Look, I believe in it. Look, if you don't fuck up like that, you need to get paid.
So
if you're on
the right.
download, not to promote my show, but if you're on the download, you need to get paid.
That's the life
something
of...
should be. You need to have something to say, okay, look, there's a reason why I'm taking this shit.
Well, the whole thing is that, again, first of all, her mom and daddy are pimping her out.
Exactly.
Yes, they are.
Exactly.
Oh my God, you saw that? They were totally pimping her out.
Hell yeah.
I mean, damn, did my mom and daddy get on TV and just like, oh yeah, well, he needs to get paid.
Yeah. I said this today on my Bench Woman's live show. That was just some sort of shit he wanted to have filmed. So to tell all the NFL teams, listen, look at me. I'm a family guy. I learned my lesson. Please hire me. Please.
I didn't see a canary yellow diamond on her finger.
and you're not
going to have been all over that. Yeah. I need a canary yellow diamond on my big Tiffany cut.
Yo, and then Matt Lauer asked that question in the second part of the interview. He's like, Well, okay, have you ever contemplated on what would happen if you never played in the NFL again? Yeah, and Ray Rice goes, yeah, you know, I thought of it. And if anything, I know Jhené Rice can take over the reins and take care of everything.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
And she had a look on her face like, oh, really, motherfucker? Like, really? And then Matt Lauer goes to her, are you surprised by that? She goes, no.
Yeah, but my whole thing is that he's not going to get paid.
No,
he's not
coming back.
Unfortunately. He's not coming back to the NFL. And first of all, both of them fucked up because if I hear one more time about how you're taking away this man's livelihood, he deserves to work. You know what? What he deserves to do is shut the fuck up.
That's the problem.
That's
did not shut the fuck up.
I agree with you. He needs to shut
problem.
The fuck up.
That's what. That's the problem. Lay low. Shut up. That's exactly. Because you're just making a public...
You need to shut the fuck up.
You're just embarrassing yourself. It's like, okay, didn't you do this already? Like, you're doing this again? Like, all right, we get you. All right. Just lay low. Relax. You know? And eventually, you will get called on. Because if Michael Vick came back, these two guys, Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice, will come back.
First of all, Adrian Peterson should have never been put out.
I like him. He paid his price.
Yeah.
He paid his price. He went to prison for it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
This boy ain't even going to jail.
Well, there was they
he's
was,
doing nothing.
A deal.
Michael Vick paid his price.
There was that. And once again, I bring up Adrian Peterson. When the hell are we ever going to get destroyed? And I said this to Sierra, and Ms. Villa said it too, as long as with me. Are there going to be any leaked story about what the hell the kid did or not? Or is it just not going to be asked by anybody? No one's going to ask what the hell the kid did? Even though it's not really our business, but it is in a way because it's put out there. What the hell the kid do? Because to me, it's the difference between child abuse and discipline.
First of all, he did not beat him with a branch. Will somebody please quit saying he beat him with a branch?
It's not a branch. A branch and a switch are two different things.
He did not go and take the chainsaw.
Thank you.
And
like Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre and take a bark from a tree and shit and beat his ass. No, it wasn't like that.
First of all, if you could go out there and break it with your hand, it's a switch. And I'm sorry. First of all, it's got to be, you know, dry enough to break with your hand, but still wet enough to beat your ass.
Yep.
That's a switch. I don't have my ass deep enough switches, I know. But... that he took a branch and beat him, I'm going to go find a branch and beat the person with the branch so they'll understand what a branch beating is.
See, here, feel this switch. Okay, now feel this branch. You feel the difference? Oh, you said your back is broken.
Different.
What happened?
You know, this. You know, first of all, now isn't this child four again? Let's talk about this is a four-year-old, right?
Yes.
The little boy.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you motherfuckers had a four-year-old? I'm sorry. Four-year-olds will make you want to beat their ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the best day.
And then they do those things where they talk back to you and say comfort that you repeat things back to you.
They
like, what the hell?
At 4 years old, they're challenging you because they can speak properly.
Yeah.
They can form sentences.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, at two, it's why. Why? That's two. You can handle why because you say, go sit your little why ass down. But at four, depending on what type of preschool they going to, hell,
mm-hmm.
he might have called his daddy an asshole or something. And, you know, mm-hmm. that's trying to get your ass beat because just because some of these little, and I'm going to call this, white folks, y'all let y'all kids say stuff that we don't do. Because you're not going to throw a tantrum in a store.
Oh, ain't that cute?
You know, and
no, it's not cute.
Falling out on the floor, that's grounds to get your ass beat. So
mm-hmm.
rest assured,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you that,
mm-hmm.
and isn't, I'm not trying to be funny,
I
but isn't
the show when I was four.
But isn't this child's mother white?
That I don't know, to be honest with you. I
don't know.
I could have sworn
she
was
white,
but I don't know, I'm not too sure.
If she's
I
not
have to honestly, I don't
right.
know the whole deal, so I haven't heard all the details. But I'm assuming this child's mother is white. I'm just assuming
too.
That because, you know, they do things we don't do.
Keep it real.
I'm
so
just
I'm
saying
just
that, you know,
this.
White children are allowed to, you know, I didn't get brave until I got grown. I did film myself as a teenager, and I got fucked up for that. But I didn't get real brave until I got grown. See, I learned how to do shit from a distance, you know, on the other end of a telephone. I kid you not. Mm-hmm. If my braveness is over the telephone. I'm a grown man, and I'm brave over the telephone. I talk mad shit over the phone.
I bet your parents could look at you a certain way, and you'd be like, oh, I need to shut up.
Yeah.
That's why I said I am brave over the telephone. I'm extremely
brave over the telephone.
Yeah, you're a telephone tough bitch on the phone. But the person, you remember what you said? What happened? I don't remember.
And then I got to make sure, like, there's a state separating us. I can't just be on the phone in the same state. I got to have some nice distance. So that, you know, my parents are older now, so by the time they get to me, they been forgot what I said. So
I'm laughing because my parents are the same age. They're in their 70s. They forget what they talked to me about. At least they pretend they did. I'm not going to say they actually did, but they pretend they forgot what I said.
But that's why I'm saying, we let them get, we brave, but... I mean, I done seen some white kids, so I wanted to beat their ass. And you know what's so bad? The damn black kids picking up on that shit. I'll call Child Protective Services. Call them, motherfucker. I'm going to beat you down. So,
We're packing your bags.
Exactly. Bring it.
So I
really? Call them all you want.
I think that the black kids been hanging around the white kids too much, and I think that I'm pretty sure this little boy's mother is white. If I'm wrong, she been hanging around too many white folks. Because this child did something at 4 years old to make his daddy be his ass. First of all, she be glad that daddy in the picture. I don't care if he's Adrian Peterson or Adrian the doggone mailman.
The
fact that he's in his life, he's, is a big thing. And apparently she ain't appreciating that.
No.
Because I could tell you one thing, this little boy said something. I know he did.
Oh, something.
He said something or did something.
Exactly, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. Cause
I agree.
I mean, like I said, it would be nice if it was at least what happened. Because not that I know for a fact, but I doubt it if Adrian Peterson just woke up one day and said, I'm bored. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be my 4-year-old son's ass for the hell of it. No, I don't think so.
What a tree branch. Remember, we got to
use tree branch,
We got to use a tree branch.
Tree branch.
I got to
understand, though, there's a difference between a tree branch and a switch.
Again, I've got to keep putting it out there.
Smaller.
Remember, he went and got a tree branch.
Yeah, or a tree limb, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when some of the people on the sports shows are like, I never heard of a switch before. I said, where the hell you grew up? I'm from the north, I know what a hell switch is. Because I've seen, I've seen cartoons, shows, I know about this stuff. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what? All I could tell you is that for anybody who ain't never heard of a switch, let me beat their ass with it.
And you will end up with whelps. They will go away the next day. But you're going to end up with whelps. And you will never do whatever, when someone got a switch in their ass, you will never do whatever you did again.
Yes, I would,
But then they just look at you after that.
Yeah, that's the whole
point.
Have
you ever had
that.
Your mouth washed out with soap?
No.
Oh, yes.
I can imagine. I knew better.
And he had to write 1,000 times that I wouldn't do it again.
No, because I wouldn't even.
I learned grammar, too.
The worst soap is the Ivory soap. And you know the Ivory soap is still the best soap to wash somebody's mouth out with?
Ivory soap? Because it floats. Because it doesn't have any kind of impurities in it. So it floats
in
water.
Ivory soap.
What is it, 93% pure?
I had my mouth washed out with soap. I learned that the hard way. Oh, yeah, I learned that one.
Yeah, wash your mouth out with soap.
You know that old saying, hard head makes a soft ass.
Yes, it does. And the other one is, don't make me give you something to cry about.
Oh, Lord.
Exactly. That's another one.
I'll give you something to cry about.
So the best one is, I brought you into this world, and I will take you out.
And I will take you out of it.
And not take you out to Chuck E. Cheese, meaning take you out for good. that's what that means. So, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, that's
between the three of us, you had those moments.
This four-year-old.
I'm sure between the three of us. We had those moments when our parents were so mad at us.
Oh, yes.
They were, like, go in your room, take your pants off, and I'll be in there where I'm not so mad at you.
Yeah, because I'm afraid.
You know,
my
remember those? Because my ass got taken care of right on the spot. You know.
Oh, there were sometimes. Ooh.
My grandmother,
my mama was so mad at me. She take 2 or 3 days.
Well, that's mental torture right there.
And I was waiting.
Like, can we just get over with, please? I'd rather get, we talked
get
about
over.
This before.
I was waiting for days.
Yeah, we talked about this before. I'd rather get it over with.
Mm-hmm. That's you were lucky. Thing. You got it over with immediately. I had to wait days.
Yeah, my God. Sheesh. That's even worse. Yeah, because you don't want that to happen. Because to me, I think that make it worse. Because then it might build up again, and then you might as well just get hit on the spot.
And now I just think it's a part of sexuality. I'm just like, ooh, spank me. Please, Daddy, spank me now.
Yes, I've been bad.
Are you having flashbacks to
get
here?
The switch. Oh, get the branch. No, don't get the branch. Get the switch. I'm saying.
No, you got to get, again, this, you know, but Adrian Peterson should be back at work.
Yes.
Ray Rice needs to sit the fuck down. Go do like, you know what? I'm sorry to say this. No, I'm not. So let me shut the fuck up.
I don't know why you say that.
Yeah, you're not sorry.
You're right. I'm not sorry at all. What he needs to do is get his ass beat like he beat his wife's ass, knocked unconscious, and tossed around like a rag doll. Second of all, he needs to do some jail time, just like Michael Vick did. Third of all, he needs to come back out and do construction or something, just like Mike Vick did. Mike Vick did not
come
out of prison a millionaire. He came back out and had to get a regular job and pay his restitution and had to requalify to be an NFL player. And he's a better player now than he was before. That's just my personal opinion. You know,
I think he should take time, but I'm not going to say he's a better player.
Yeah, he might be a better person. But not a bad
But
player.
He's still doing community service. You know, part of it, he's still not through with his probation. That's what a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah,
my
it's a long
dick,
probation.
If he's off probation, he just got off. But he had to do mandatory community service on educational, you know, about animal cruelty and all that. What is Ray Rice doing? Seriously, what
he
is
paid
he doing?
His time. He actually paid his price. He paid for what he had to do. He went to prison for it. And if you want to convince a player for that, then make them do that, and then they can come back. And that's how I feel. And you know what? I happen to really like Michael Vick, and I think he paid his price. I was very upset when he did what he did, but he paid his price. So I can't be upset with him anymore.
And these are two dog owners, ladies and gentlemen, talking.
Yeah. So I'm not sitting there saying, oh, well, I'm embracing him. You know, hell, my damn dog is laying on the foot of my bed right now, little asshole. But
yeah, I wouldn't allow him around my cat or my dog right now.
You know, but the whole thing is that what he did now as a domestic violence survivor, you know, Ray Rice needs to realize that, first of all, let me take Ray Rice out the picture because the problem, in my opinion, stems with Jhené Rice family. The problem is
no doubt. No doubt
her
about that shit.
Mother and father.
Yeah, what the
fuck?
Oh,
my God, we've got 90
seconds
left. Just stand there.
Yeah, I wanted to call in and just say hi to you all, but you know what? I can go on about this forever. And all I got to say is this, and I'm going to go out on this one, is where is his family?
Because they're smart. Mm. They know.
That's all I got to say.
That's what I said,
too. And on
that
note, I love you guys.
I love you, too.
Have a good show tonight.
Yes.
I'm going to try to stay awake, but we all know my nap time.
It's okay because it's really, really late. I'm trying to stay awake myself.
Now, you're going to have your wine ready.
I
know that.
I wanted to go to bed.
Well, I know you have the wine ready, right, Sierra?
I went out, cussed a few people out, and now I'm here to talk I'm here to talk what I gotta say.
No wonder you have this sense of anger now.
Now we get the anger, but I'm gonna be all mellow tonight.
Yes.
You know, just hit me up on the down low and miss me.
That's great show preparation,
y'all.
By the way.
I was listening to you. I was listening the whole time. I'm like, oh, I gotta talk.
I gotta press one. That's right, I gotta press one.
I gotta say what I gotta say.
And you said a lot, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Way too much, but
no,
anyway,
great.
I just want to let you all know I am so listening, and I guess I'll stay away from my show.
Don't worry.
But you want to keep talking because I am listening.
Don't worry. I will make sure to call you and make sure you're awake. As a show manager of Dollhouse Radio, I'll make sure that.
You're like, are you awake, Neil?
Like, wait, it's almost showtime. Wake up. 5 minutes, Mr. Vi. 5 minutes.
He's going to drive the front door, bang on the
bye,
door.
Yeah. Keep it going. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Adios.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks, Ms. Sierra. Yeah, she goes.
Okay.
Perfect.
So we're actually at the end of our show.
Perfect.
And
perfect time. Perfect ending.
Perfect ending. Come
yeah,
back.
That
Tuesday.
Was great.
Oh, it was great. I love Sierra.
Oh, Sierra. Oh, that's my homegirl. Just like that. Oh, yeah. She is so mad cool. The way she is right there, ladies and gentlemen, that's how exactly how she is. Away, she is so cool. Like to me, if you can't get along with her, something wrong with you. Because she's that awesome. She's very cool. Yes, she is.
But everybody, because we know that tonight, with it being a Friday night, you know the host of Ask Ms. V Sports is running five jobs tonight. So.
Yeah. Well, what a shock. You know, I'm a Jamaican Rican as we speak, and doing my thing. So, but don't worry. You know, I'm always here for you too. So I came here to make sure we did this show, and we did. We accomplished that. We put out important information to our peoples out there, and I want to wish you all a happy, great weekend as we get a little closer to Christmas. And before you know it, it'll be there. Wow, I mean, the time ends less than a month before my birthday. I mean, wow. It's crazy.
Yeah, and on Tuesday we'll be back, and this is something to think about for everybody who listens
yes.
to the Tuesday show.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Hairy
yes.
or bald?
Oh, bald. I think I know what you're going.
Well, we'll have a conversation on Tuesday about it.
So, you know, so if you don't think about it, everybody. Bye.
The whole weekend, think about it. Carry abroad and call in with your answers and your thoughts on Tuesday at 646-716-8041.
Very good. Remembered. Very good. You passed. Okay. You may now pass go. You don't have to go to jail. You can collect $200. Anyway.
And we will talk to you guys on
Tuesday. Bees After Dark. That's right, everybody. Latest and
well, actually, it's all about sex. We got to make sure we let everybody know it's the right show.
Yeah.
It's all about sex.
Sex,
on
and more sex.
On Bees After Dark Radio.
Yes, so it's perfect for a horny person like me. Bye.
Bye.
Ladies and tomatoes, everybody. Have a good weekend, everybody.
We'll talk to you guys on Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday, Bees After Dark. Latest and tomatoes, Miss.